book of Leviticus, chapter 14. The rites of sacrifices in cleansing the leprosy. Leprosy in houses. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, This is the rite of a leper when he is to be cleansed. He shall be brought to the priest, who going out of the camp, when he shall find that the leprosy is cleansed, shall command him that is to be purified to offer for himself two living sparrows, which it is lawful to eat, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And he shall command one of the sparrows to be immolated in an earthen vessel over living waters. But the other that is alive he shall dip with the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, in the blood of the sparrow that is immolated. Wherewith he shall sprinkle him that is to be cleansed seven times, that he may be rightly purified. And he shall let go the living sparrow, that it may fly into the field. And when the man hath washed his clothes, he shall shave all the hair of his body, and shall be washed with water. And being purified, he shall enter into the camp, yet so that he tarry without his own tent 7 days. And on the seventh day he shall shave the hair of his head, and his beard, and his eyebrows, and the hair of all his body. And having washed again his clothes and his body, on the eighth day he shall take two lambs without blemish, and a ewe of a year old without blemish, and 3/10 of flour tempered with oil for a sacrifice, and a sextary of oil apart. And when the priest that purifieth the man hath presented him, and all these things before the Lord, at the door of the tabernacle of the testimony, he shall take a lamb and offer it for a trespass offering with a sextary of oil. And having offered all before the Lord, he shall immolate the lamb, where the victim for sin is wont to be immolated, and the holocaust that is in the holy place. For as that which is for sin, so also the victim for a trespass offering pertaineth to the priest. It is holy of holies. And the priest, taking of the blood of the victim that was immolated for trespass, shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and the great toe of his right foot. And he shall pour of the sextary of oil into his own left hand, and shall dip his right finger in it, and sprinkle it before the Lord 7 times. And the rest of the oil in his left hand he shall pour upon the tip of the right ear of him that is cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and the great toe of his right foot, and upon the blood that was shed for trespass, and upon his head. And he shall pray for him before the Lord, and shall offer the sacrifice for sin. Then shall he immolate the holocaust, and put it on the altar with the libations thereof, and the man shall be rightly cleansed. But if he be poor, and his hand cannot find the things aforesaid, he shall take a lamb for an offering for trespass, that the priest may pray for him, and a tenth part of flour tempered with oil for a sacrifice, and a sextary of oil, and 2 turtles or 2 young pigeons, of which one may be for sin, and the other for a holocaust. And he shall offer them on the eighth day of his purification to the priest at the door of the tabernacle of the testimony before the Lord. And the priest, receiving the lamb for trespass and the sextary of oil, shall elevate them together. And the lamb being immolated, he shall put of the blood thereof upon the tip of the right ear of him that is cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and the great toe of his right foot. But he shall pour part of the oil into his own left hand. And dipping the finger of his right hand in it, he shall sprinkle it 7 times before the Lord. And he shall touch the tip of the right ear of him that is cleansed, and the thumb of his right hand, and the great toe of his right foot, in the place of the blood that was shed for trespass. And the other part of the oil that is in his left hand he shall pour upon the head of the purified person, that he may appease the Lord for him. And he shall offer a turtle or young pigeon, one for trespass, and the other for a holocaust, with their libations. This is the sacrifice of a leper that is not able to have all things that appertain to his cleansing. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, When you shall be come into the land of Canaan, which I will give you for a possession, if there be the plague of leprosy in a house, he whose house it is shall go and tell the priest, saying, It seemeth to me that there is the plague of leprosy in my house. And he shall command that they carry forth all things out of the house, before he go into it, and see whether it have the leprosy, lest all things become unclean that are in the house. And afterwards he shall go in to view the leprosy of the house. And if he see in the walls thereof, as it were, little dints, disfigured with paleness or redness, and lower than all the rest, he shall go out of the door of the house, and forthwith shut it up 7 days. And returning on the seventh day, he shall look upon it. If he find that the leprosy is spread, he shall command that the stones wherein the leprosy is be taken out, and cast without the city into an unclean place, and that the house be scraped on the inside round about, and the dust of the scraping be scattered without the city into an unclean place, and that other stones be laid in the place of them that were taken away, and the house be plastered with other mortar. But if after the stones be taken out, and the dust scraped off, and it be plastered with other earth, the priest going in perceive that the leprosy is returned, and the walls full of spots, it is a lasting leprosy, and the house is unclean, and they shall destroy it forthwith, and shall cast the stones and timber thereof, and all the dust without the town, into an unclean place. He that entereth into the house when it is shut shall be unclean until evening. And he that sleepeth in it, and eateth anything, shall wash his clothes. But if the priest going in perceive that the leprosy is not spread in the house after it was plastered again, he shall purify it, being cured. And for the purification thereof he shall take two sparrows, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And having immolated one sparrow in an earthen vessel over living waters, he shall take the cedar wood, and the hyssop, and the scarlet, and the living sparrow, and shall dip all in the blood of the sparrow that is immolated, and in the living water, and he shall sprinkle the house seven times, and shall purify it as well with the blood of the sparrow as with the living water, and with the living sparrow, and with the cedar wood, and the hyssop, and the scarlet. And when he hath let go the sparrow to fly freely away into the field, he shall pray for the house, and it shall be rightly cleansed. This is the law of every kind of leprosy and stroke, of the leprosy of garments and houses, of a scar and of blisters breaking out, of a shining spot, and when the colors are diversely changed, that it may be known when a thing is clean or unclean. Chapter 15. Other legal uncleannesses. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The man that hath an issue of seed shall be unclean, and then shall he be judged subject to this evil, when a filthy humor at every moment cleaveth to his flesh, and gathereth there. Every bed on which he sleepeth shall be unclean, and every place on which he sitteth. If any man touch his bed, he shall wash his clothes, and being washed with water, he shall be unclean until the evening. If a man sit where that man hath sitten, he also shall wash his clothes, and being washed with water, shall be unclean until the evening. He that toucheth his flesh shall wash his clothes, and being himself washed with water, shall be unclean until the evening. If such a man cast his spittle upon him that is clean, he shall wash his clothes, and being washed with water, he shall be unclean until the evening. The saddle on which he hath sitten shall be unclean, and whatsoever has been under him that hath the issue of seed shall be unclean until the evening. He that carrieth any of these things shall wash his clothes, and being washed with water, he shall be unclean until the evening. Every person whom such a one shall touch, not having washed his hands before, shall wash his clothes, and being washed with water, shall be unclean until the evening. If he touch a vessel of earth, it shall be broken, but if a vessel of wood, it shall be washed with water. If he who suffereth this disease be healed, he shall number 7 days after his cleansing, and having washed his clothes, and all his body in living water, he shall be clean. And on the eighth day he shall take two turtles, or two young pigeons, and he shall come before the Lord to the door of the tabernacle of the testimony, and shall give them to the priest, who shall offer one for sin and the other for a holocaust, and he shall pray for him before the Lord, that he may be cleansed of the issue of his seed. The man from whom the seed of copulation goeth out shall wash all his body with water, and he shall be unclean until the evening. The garment or skin that he weareth he shall wash with water, and it shall become unclean until the evening. The woman with whom he copulateth shall be washed with water, and shall be unclean until the evening. The woman who at the return of the month hath her issue of blood shall be separated 7 days. Every one that toucheth her shall be unclean until the evening. And everything that she sleepeth on, or that she sitteth on in the days of her separation, shall be defiled. He that toucheth her bed shall wash his clothes, and being himself washed with water shall be unclean until the evening. Whosoever shall touch any vessel on which she sitteth shall wash his clothes, and himself being washed with water shall be defiled until the evening. If a man copulateth with her in the time of her flowers, he shall be unclean 7 days, and every bed on which he shall sleep shall be defiled. The woman that hath an issue of blood many days out of her ordinary time, or that ceaseth not to flow after the monthly courses, as long as she is subject to this disease, shall be unclean, in the same manner as if she were in her flowers. Every bed on which she sleepeth, and every vessel on which she sitteth, shall be defiled. Whosoever toucheth them shall wash his clothes, and himself, being washed with water, shall be unclean until the evening. If the blood stop and cease to run, she shall count 7 days of her purification. And on the 8th day she shall offer for herself to the priest 2 turtles or 2 young pigeons at the door of the tabernacle of the testimony. And he shall offer 1 for sin and the other for a holocaust, and he shall pray for her before the Lord and for the issue of her uncleanness. You shall teach, therefore, the children of Israel to take heed of uncleanness, that they may not die in their filth, when they shall have defiled my tabernacle that is among them. This is the law of him that hath the issue of seed, and that is defiled by copulation. And of the woman that is separated in her monthly times, or that hath a continual issue of blood, and of the man that sleepeth with her. Chapter 16. When and how the high priest must enter into the sanctuary. The Feast of Expiation. And the Lord spoke to Moses after the death of the 2 sons of Aaron, when they were slain upon their offering strange fire. And he commanded them, saying, Speak to Aaron thy brother, that he enter not at all into the sanctuary, which is within the veil before the propitiatory, with which the ark is covered, lest he die, for I will appear in a cloud over the oracle, unless he first do these things. He shall offer a calf for sin and a ram for a holocaust. He shall be vested with a linen tunic. He shall cover his nakedness with linen breeches. He shall be girded with a linen girdle, and he shall put a linen mitre upon his head. For these are holy vestments, all of which he shall put on after he is washed. And he shall receive from the whole multitude of the children of Israel 2 buck goats for sin, and 1 ram for a holocaust. And when he hath offered the calf and prayed for himself and for his own house, he shall make the 2 buck goats to stand before the Lord in the door of the tabernacle of the testimony, and casting his lots upon them both, one to be offered to the Lord, and the other to be the emissary goat, that whose lot fell to be offered to the Lord he shall offer for sin. But that whose lot was to be the emissary goat he shall present alive before the Lord, that he may pour out prayers upon him, and let him go into the wilderness. After these things are duly celebrated, he shall offer the calf, and praying for himself and for his own house, he shall immolate it. And taking the censer which he hath filled with the burning coals of the altar, and taking up with his hand the compounded perfume for incense, he shall go in within the veil into the holy place. And when the perfumes are put upon the fire, the cloud and vapor thereof may cover the oracle, which is over the testimony, and he may not die. He shall take also of the blood of the calf, and sprinkle with his finger 7 times toward the propitiatory to the east. And when he hath killed the buck goat for the sin of the people, he shall carry in the blood thereof within the veil, as he was commanded to do with the blood of the calf, that he may sprinkle it over against the oracle, and may expiate the sanctuary from the uncleanness of the children of Israel, and from their transgressions, and all their sins. According to this rite shall he do to the tabernacle of the testimony, which is fixed among them in the midst of the filth of their habitation. Let no man be in the tabernacle when the high priest goeth into the sanctuary to pray for himself and his house, and for the whole congregation of Israel, until he come out. And when he is come out to the altar, that is before the Lord, let him pray for himself, and taking the blood of the calf and of the buck goat, let him pour it upon the horns thereof round about. And sprinkling with his finger 7 times, let him expiate and sanctify it from the uncleanness of the children of Israel. After he hath cleansed the sanctuary and the tabernacle and the altar, then let him offer the living goat. And putting both hands upon his head, let him confess all the iniquities of the children of Israel, and all their offenses and sins, and praying that they may light on his head, he shall turn him out by a man ready for it into the desert. And when the goat hath carried all their iniquities into an uninhabited land, and shall be let go into the desert, Aaron shall return into the tabernacle of the testimony, and putting off the vestments which he had on him before when he entered into the sanctuary, and leaving them there, he shall wash his flesh in the holy place, and shall put on his own garments. And after that he has come out, and hath offered his own holocaust, and that of the people, he shall pray both for himself and for the people. And the fat that is offered for sins he shall burn upon the altar. But he that hath let go the emissary goat shall wash his clothes and his body with water, and so shall enter into the camp. But the calf and the buck goat that were sacrificed for sin, and whose blood was carried into the sanctuary to accomplish the atonement, they shall carry forth without the camp, and shall burn with fire their skins and their flesh and their dung. And whosoever burneth them shall wash his clothes and flesh with water, and so shall enter into the camp. And this shall be to you an everlasting ordinance. The 7th month, The 10th day of the month you shall afflict your souls and shall do no work, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that sojourneth among you. Upon this day shall be the expiation for you and the cleansing from all your sins. You shall be cleansed before the Lord. For it is a Sabbath of rest, and you shall afflict your souls by a perpetual religion. And the priest that is anointed, and whose hands are consecrated to do the office of the priesthood in his father's stead, shall make atonement, and he shall be vested with the linen robe and the holy vestments, and he shall expiate the sanctuary and the tabernacle of the testimony and the altar, the priest also, and all the people. And this shall be an ordinance forever, that you pray for the children of Israel and for all their sins once in a year. He did therefore as the Lord had commanded Moses. Chapter 17. No sacrifices to be offered but at the door of the tabernacle. A prohibition of blood. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and his sons, and to all the children of Israel, saying to them, This is the word which the Lord hath commanded, saying, Any man whosoever of the house of Israel, if he kill an ox, or a sheep, or a goat in the camp, or without the camp, and offer it not at the door of the tabernacle an oblation to the Lord, shall be guilty of blood, as if he had shed blood, so shall he perish from the midst of his people. Therefore the children of Israel shall bring to the priest their victims, which they kill in the field, that they may be sanctified to the Lord before the door of the tabernacle of the testimony, and they may sacrifice them for peace offerings to the Lord. And the priest shall pour the blood upon the altar of the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the testimony, and shall burn the fat for a sweet odor to the Lord. And they shall no more sacrifice their victims to devils, with whom they have committed fornication. It shall be an ordinance forever to them and to their posterity. And thou shalt say to them, The man of the house of Israel, and of the strangers who sojourn among you, that offereth a holocaust or a victim, and bringeth it not to the door of the tabernacle of the testimony, that it may be offered to the Lord, shall perish from among his people. If any man whosoever of the house of Israel, and of the strangers that sojourn among them, eat blood, I will set my face against his soul, and will cut him off from among his people. Because the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you, that you may make atonement with it upon the altar for your souls, and the blood may be for an expiation of the soul. Therefore I have said to the children of Israel, No soul of you, nor of the strangers that sojourn among you, shall eat blood. Any man whosoever of the children of Israel, and of the strangers that sojourn among you, if by hunting or fowling he take a wild beast or a bird, which is lawful to eat, let him pour out its blood, and cover it with earth. For the life of all flesh is in the blood. Therefore I said to the children of Israel, You shall not eat the blood of any flesh at all, because the life of the flesh is in the blood. And whosoever eateth it shall be cut off. The soul that eateth that which died of itself, or has been caught by a beast, whether he be one of your own country or a stranger, shall wash his clothes and himself with water, and shall be defiled until the evening. And in this manner he shall be made clean. But if he do not wash his clothes and his body, he shall bear his iniquity. Chapter 18. Marriage is prohibited in certain degrees of kindred, and all unnatural lusts. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and thou shalt say to them, I am the Lord your God. You shall not do according to the custom of the land of Egypt, in which you dwelt, neither shall you act according to the manner of the country of Canaan, into which I will bring you, nor shall you walk in their ordinances. You shall do my judgments, and shall observe my precepts, and shall walk in them. I am the Lord your God. Keep my laws and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. No man shall approach to her that is near of kin to him, to uncover her nakedness. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father, or the nakedness of thy mother. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's wife, for it is the nakedness of thy father. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy sister by father or by mother, whether born at home or abroad. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy son's daughter, or thy daughter's daughter, because it is thy own nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's wife's daughter, whom she bore to thy father, and who is thy sister. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister, because she is the flesh of thy father. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, because she is thy mother's flesh. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother, neither shalt thou approach to his wife, who is joined to thee by affinity. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughter-in-law, because she is thy son's wife, neither shalt thou discover her shame. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's wife, because it is the nakedness of thy brother. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy wife and her daughter. Thou shalt not take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to discover her shame, because they are her flesh, and such copulation is incest. Thou shalt not take thy wife's sister for a harlot to rival her, neither shalt thou discover her nakedness while she is yet living. Thou shalt not approach to a woman having her flowers, neither shalt thou uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not lie with thy neighbor's wife, nor be defiled with mingling of seed. Thou shalt not give any of thy seed to be consecrated to the idol Moloch, nor defile the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind, because it is an abomination. Thou shalt not copulate with any beast, neither shalt thou be defiled with it. A woman shall not lie down to a beast, nor copulate with it, because it is a heinous crime. Defile not yourselves with any of these things with which all the nations have been defiled, which I will cast out before you, and with which the land is defiled, the abominations of which I will visit, that it may vomit out its inhabitants. Keep ye my ordinances and my judgments, and do not any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. For all these detestable things the inhabitants of the land have done, that were before you, and have defiled it. Beware then, lest, in like manner, it vomit you also out, if you do the like things, as it vomited out the nation that was before you. Every soul that shall commit any of these abominations shall perish from the midst of his people. Keep my commandments, do not the things which they have done that have been before you, and be not defiled therein. I am the Lord your God. Chapter 19. Divers ordinances, partly moral, partly ceremonial or judicial. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel, and thou shalt say to them, Be ye holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy. Let everyone fear his father and his mother. Keep my Sabbaths, I am the Lord your God. Turn ye not to idols, nor make to yourselves molten gods. I am the Lord your God. If ye offer in sacrifice a peace offering to the Lord, that he may be favorable, you shall eat it on the same day it was offered, and the next day, and whatsoever shall be left until the third day you shall burn with fire. If after 2 days any man eat thereof, he shall be profane and guilty of impiety, and shall bear his iniquity, because he hath defiled the holy thing of the Lord, and that soul shall perish from among his people. When thou reapest the corn of thy land, thou shalt not cut down all that is on the face of the earth to the very ground, nor shalt thou gather the ears that remain, neither shalt thou gather the bunches and grapes that fall down in thy vineyard, but shalt leave them to the poor and the strangers to take. I am the Lord your God. You shall not steal. You shall not lie, neither shall any man deceive his neighbor. Thou shalt not swear falsely by my name, nor profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not calumniate thy neighbor, nor oppress him by violence. The wages of him that hath been hired by thee shall not abide with thee until the morning. Thou shalt not speak evil of the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, because I am the Lord. Thou shalt not do that which is unjust, nor judge unjustly. Respect not the person of the poor, nor honor the countenance of the mighty, but judge thy neighbor according to justice. Thou shalt not be a detractor, nor a whisperer among the people. Thou shalt not stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart, but reprove him openly, lest thou incur sin through him. Seek not revenge, nor be mindful of the injury of thy citizens. Thou shalt love thy friend as thyself. I am the Lord. Keep ye my laws. Thou shalt not make thy cattle to gender with beasts of any other kind. Thou shalt not sow thy field with different seeds. Thou shalt not wear a garment that is woven of two sorts. If a man carnally lie with a woman that is a bondservant and marriageable, and yet not redeemable with a price, nor made free, they both shall be scourged, and they shall not be put to death, because she was not a free woman. And for his trespass he shall offer a ram to the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the testimony, And the priest shall pray for him and for his sin before the Lord. And he shall have mercy on him, and the sin shall be forgiven. When you shall be come into the land, and shall have planted in it fruit trees, you shall take away the first fruits of them. The fruit that comes forth shall be unclean to you, neither shall you eat of them. But in the fourth year all their fruit shall be sanctified in the praise of the Lord. And in the fifth year you shall eat the fruits thereof, gathering the increase thereof. I am the Lord your God. You shall not eat with blood. You shall not divine, nor observe dreams. Nor shall you cut your hair roundwise, nor shave your beard. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, neither shall you make in yourselves any figures or marks. I am the Lord. Make not thy daughter a common strumpet, lest the land be defiled and filled with wickedness. Keep ye my Sabbaths, and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Go not aside after wizards, neither ask anything of soothsayers, to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Rise up before the hoary head, and honor the person of the aged man, and fear the Lord thy God. I am the Lord. If a stranger dwell in your land and abide among you, do not upbraid him, but let him be among you as one of the same country, and you shall love him as yourselves, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Do not any unjust thing in judgment, in rule, in weight, or in measure. Let the balance be just and the weights equal, the bushel just and the sextary equal. I am the Lord your God that brought you out of the land of Egypt. Keep all my precepts and all my judgments and do them. I am the Lord. Chapter 20. Divers crimes to be punished with death. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the children of Israel, If any man of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that dwell in Israel, give of his seed to the idol Moloch, dying, let him die, and the people of the land shall stone him. And I will set my face against him, and I will cut him off from the midst of his people, because he hath given of his seed to Moloch, and hath defiled my sanctuary, and profaned my holy name. And if the people of the land neglecting, and as it were, little regarding my commandment, let alone the man that hath given of his seed to Moloch, and will not kill him, I will set my face against that man and his kindred, and will cut off both him and all that consented with him to commit fornication with Moloch out of the midst of their people. The soul that shall go aside after magicians and soothsayers, and shall commit fornication with them, I will set my face against that soul, and destroy it out of the midst of its people. Sanctify yourselves, and be ye holy, because I am the Lord your God. Keep my precepts, and do them. I am the Lord that sanctify you. He that curseth his father or mother, dying, let him die. He hath cursed his father and mother. Let his blood be upon him. If any man commit adultery with the wife of another, and defile his neighbor's wife, let them be put to death, both the adulterer and the adulteress. If a man lie with his stepmother, and discover the nakedness of his father, let them both be put to death, their blood be upon them. If any man lie with his daughter-in-law, let them both die, because they have done a heinous crime, their blood be upon them. If any one lie with a man as with a woman, both have committed an abomination, let them be put to death, their blood be upon them. If any man, after marrying the daughter, marry her mother, he hath done a heinous crime. He shall be burnt alive with them, neither shall so great an abomination remain in the midst of you. He that shall copulate with any beast or cattle, dying, let him die, the beast also ye shall kill. The woman that shall lie under any beast shall be killed together with the same, their blood be upon them. If any man take his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother, and see her nakedness, and she behold her brother's shame, they have committed a crime. They shall be slain in the sight of their people, because they have discovered one another's nakedness, and they shall bear their iniquity. If any man lie with a woman in her flowers, and uncover her nakedness, and she open the fountain of her blood, both shall be destroyed out of the midst of their people. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy aunt by thy mother, and of thy aunt by thy father. He that doth this hath uncovered the shame of his own flesh. Both shall bear their iniquity. And if any man lie with the wife of his uncle by the father, or his uncle by the mother, and uncover the shame of his near akin, both shall bear their sin. They shall die without children. He that marrieth his brother's wife doth an unlawful thing. He hath uncovered his brother's nakedness. They shall be without children. Keep my laws and my judgments, and do them, lest the land into which you are to enter to dwell therein vomit you also out. Walk not after the laws of the nations, which I will cast out before you. For they have done all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. But to you I say, possess their land, which I will give you for an inheritance, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, who have separated you from other people. Therefore do you also separate the clean beast from the unclean, and the clean fowl from the unclean. Defile not your souls with beasts or birds or any things that move on the earth, and which I have shown you to be unclean. You shall be holy unto me, because I, the Lord, am holy, and I have separated you from other people, that you should be mine. A man or woman in whom there is a pathonical or divining spirit, dying, let them die. They shall stone them. Their blood be upon them. Chapter 21. Ordinances relating to the priests. The Lord said also to Moses, speak to the priests, the sons of Aaron, and thou shalt say to them, let not a priest incur an uncleanness at the death of his citizens, but only for his kin, such as are near in blood, that is to say, for his father, and for his mother, and for his son, and for his daughter, for his brother also, and for a maiden sister, who hath had no husband. But not even for the prince of his people shall he do anything that may make him unclean. Neither shall they shave their head, nor their beard, nor make incisions in their flesh. They shall be holy to their God, and shall not profane his name, for they offer the burnt offering of the Lord and the bread of their God, and therefore they shall be holy. They shall not take to wife a harlot or a vile prostitute, nor one that has been put away from her husband, because they are consecrated to their God, and offer the loaves of proposition. Let them therefore be holy, because I also am holy, the Lord who sanctify them. If the daughter of a priest be taken in whoredom, and dishonor the name of her father, she shall be burnt with fire. The high priest, that is to say, the priest, is the greatest among his brethren, upon whose head the oil of unction hath been poured, and whose hands have been consecrated for the priesthood, and who hath been vested with the holy vestments, shall not uncover his head, he shall not rend his garments, nor shall he go in at all to any dead person, not even for his father or his mother shall he be defiled. Neither shall he go out of the holy places, lest he defile the sanctuary of the Lord, because the oil of the holy unction of his God is upon him. I am the Lord. He shall take a virgin unto his wife, but a widow or one that is divorced or defiled or a harlot he shall not take, but a maid of his own people. He shall not mingle the stock of his kindred with the common people of his nation, for I am the Lord who sanctify him. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, say to Aaron, whosoever of thy seed throughout their families hath a blemish, he shall not offer bread to his God, neither shall he approach to minister to him. If he be blind, if he be lame, if he have a little or a great or a crooked nose, if his foot or his hand be broken, if he be crook-backed, or blear-eyed, or have a pearl in his eye, or a continual scab, or a dry scurf in his body, or a rupture, whosoever of the seed of Aaron the priest hath a blemish, he shall not approach to offer sacrifices to the Lord, nor bread to his God. He shall eat nevertheless of the loaves that are offered in the sanctuary. Yet so that he enter not within the veil, nor approach to the altar, because he hath a blemish, and he must not defile my sanctuary. I am the Lord who sanctify them. Moses therefore spoke to Aaron, and to his sons, and to all Israel, all the things that had been commanded him. Chapter 22. Who may eat the holy things, and what things may be offered? And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and to his sons, that they beware of those things that are consecrated of the children of Israel, and defile not the name of the things sanctified to me, which they offer. I am the Lord. Say to them and to their posterity, every man of your race that approaches to those things that are consecrated, and which the children of Israel have offered to the Lord, in whom there is uncleanness, shall perish before the Lord. I am the Lord. The man of the seed of Aaron, that is a leper, or that suffereth a running of the seed, shall not eat of those things that are sanctified to me, until he be healed. He that toucheth anything unclean by occasion of the dead, and he whose seed goeth from him as in generation, And he that toucheth a creeping thing or any unclean thing, the touching of which is defiling, shall be unclean until the evening, and shall not eat those things that are sanctified. But when he hath washed his flesh with water, and the sun is down, then being purified, he shall eat of the sanctified things, because it is his meat. That which dieth of itself, and that which was taken by a beast, they shall not eat, nor be defiled therewith. I am the Lord. Let them keep my precepts, that they may not fall into sin, and die in the sanctuary, when they shall have defiled it. I am the Lord who sanctify them. No stranger shall eat of the sanctified things. A sojourner of the priests or a hired servant shall not eat of them. But he whom the priest hath bought, and he that is his servant, born in his house, these shall eat of them. If the daughter of a priest be married to any of the people, he shall not eat of those things that are sanctified, nor of the first fruits. But if she be a widow, or divorced, and having no children, return to her father's house, she shall eat of her father's meats, as she was wont to do when she was a maid. No stranger hath leave to eat of them. He that eateth of the sanctified things through ignorance shall add the fifth part with that which he ate, and shall give it to the priest into the sanctuary. And they shall not profane the sanctified things of the children of Israel, which they offer to the Lord, lest perhaps they bear the iniquity of their trespass, when they shall have eaten the sanctified things. I am the Lord who sanctify them. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron, and to his sons, and to all the children of Israel, and thou shalt say to them, The man of the house of Israel, and of the strangers who dwell with you, that offereth his oblation, either paying his vows, or offering of his own accord, whatsoever it be which he presenteth for a holocaust to the Lord, to be offered to you, it shall be a male without blemish, of the beeves, or of the sheep, or of the goats. If it have a blemish, you shall not offer it, neither shall it be acceptable. The man that offereth a victim of peace offerings to the Lord, either paying his vows or offering of his own accord, whether of beeves or of sheep, shall offer it without blemish, that it may be acceptable. There shall be no blemish in it. If it be blind or broken, or have a scar or blisters or a scab or a dry scurf, you shall not offer them to the Lord, nor burn anything of them upon the Lord's altar. An ox or a sheep that hath the ear and the tail cut off, thou mayest offer voluntarily, but a vow may not be paid with them. You shall not offer to the Lord any beast that hath the testicles bruised, or crushed, or cut and taken away, neither shall you do any such thing in your land. You shall not offer bread to your God for the hand of a stranger, nor any other thing that he would give, because they are all corrupted and defiled. You shall not receive them. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, When a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, they shall be 7 days under the udder of their dam, but the eighth day, and thenceforth, they may be offered to the Lord. Whether it be a cow or a sheep, they shall not be sacrificed the same day with their young ones. If you immolate a victim for thanksgiving to the Lord, that he may be favorable, you shall eat it the same day. There shall not any of it remain until the morning of the next day. I am the Lord. Keep my commandments and do them. I am the Lord. Profane not my holy name, that I may be sanctified in the midst of the children of Israel. I am the Lord who sanctify you. And who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that I might be your God. I am the Lord. Chapter 23. Holy Days to be Kept. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and thou shalt say to them, These are the feasts of the Lord, which you shall call holy. 6 days shall ye do work. The seventh day, because it is the rest of the Sabbath, shall be called holy. You shall do no work on that day. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your habitations. These also are the holy days of the Lord, which you must celebrate in their seasons. The first month, the 14th day of the month at evening, is the phase of the Lord. And the 15th day of the same month is the solemnity of the unleavened bread of the Lord. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. The first day shall be most solemn unto you and holy. You shall do no servile work therein. But you shall offer sacrifice in fire to the Lord 7 days. And the seventh day shall be more solemn and more holy. And you shall do no servile work therein. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and thou shalt say to them, When you shall have entered into the land which I will give you, and shall reap your corn, you shall bring sheaves of ears, the first fruits of your harvest, to the priest, who shall lift up the sheaf before the Lord, the next day after the Sabbath, that it may be acceptable for you, and shall sanctify it. And on the same day that the sheaf is consecrated, a lamb without blemish of the first year shall be killed for a holocaust of the Lord. And the libation shall be offered with it, 2/10 of flour tempered with oil for a burnt offering of the Lord, and a most sweet odor, libations also of wine, the fourth part of a hin. You shall not eat either bread or parched corn or frumenti of the harvest until the day you shall offer thereof to your God. It is a precept forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. You shall count, therefore, from the morrow after the Sabbath, wherein you offer the sheaf of the first fruits, 7 full weeks, even unto the morrow after the 7th week be expired, that is to say, 50 days, and so you shall offer a new sacrifice to the Lord. Out of all your dwellings, 2 loaves of the first fruits, of 2/10 of flour leavened, which you shall bake for the first fruits of the Lord. And you shall offer with the loaves 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 calf from the herd, and 2 rams, and they shall be for a holocaust with the libations, for a most sweet odor to the Lord. You shall offer also a buck goat for sin, and 2 lambs of the first year for sacrifices of peace offerings. And when the priest hath lifted them up with the loaves of the first fruits before the Lord, they shall fall to his use. And you shall call this day most solemn and most holy. You shall do no servile work therein. It shall be an everlasting ordinance in all your dwellings and generations. And when you reap the corn of your land, you shall not cut it to the very ground, neither shall you gather the ears that remain, but you shall leave them for the poor and for the strangers. I am the Lord your God. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Say to the children of Israel, The 7th month, on the first day of the month, you shall keep a Sabbath, a memorial with the sound of trumpets, and it shall be called holy. You shall do no servile work therein, and you shall offer a holocaust to the Lord. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Upon the 10th day of this 7th month shall be the day of atonement. It shall be most solemn, and shall be called holy. And you shall afflict your souls on that day, and shall offer a holocaust to the Lord. You shall do no servile work in the time of this day, because it is a day of propitiation, that the Lord your God may be merciful unto you. Every soul that is not afflicted on this day shall perish from among his people. And every soul that shall do any work, the same will I destroy from among his people. You shall do no work, therefore, on that day. It shall be an everlasting ordinance unto you and all your generations and dwellings. It is a Sabbath of rest, and you shall afflict your souls beginning on the 9th day of the month. From evening until evening, you shall celebrate your Sabbaths. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Say to the children of Israel, From the 15th day of this same 7th month shall be kept the Feast of Tabernacles, 7 days to the Lord. The first day shall be called most solemn and most holy. You shall do no servile work therein. And 7 days you shall offer holocausts to the Lord. The 8th day also shall be most solemn and most holy, and you shall offer holocausts to the Lord. For it is the day of assembly and congregation. You shall do no servile work therein. These are the feasts of the Lord, which you shall call most solemn and most holy, and shall offer on them oblations to the Lord, holocausts and libations, according to the rite of every day, besides the Sabbaths of the Lord, and your gifts, and those things that you offer by vow, or which you shall give to the Lord voluntarily. So from the 15th day of the 7th month, when you shall have gathered in all the fruits of your land, you shall celebrate the feast of the Lord 7 days. On the first day and the 8th shall be a Sabbath. That is a day of rest. And you shall take to you on the first day the fruits of the fairest tree, and branches of palm trees, and boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God. And you shall keep the solemnity thereof 7 days in the year. It shall be an everlasting ordinance in your generations. In the 7th month shall you celebrate this feast. And you shall dwell in bowers 7 days. Every one that is of the race of Israel shall dwell in tabernacles, that your posterity may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in tabernacles, when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. And Moses spoke concerning the feasts of the Lord to the children of Israel. End of side 1, please.